This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moscoen in for Terry Gross. The late Rahsaan Roland Kirk played flute, recorder, piccolo, tenor saxophone, manzello, stritch, clarinet, foot percussion, and various other instruments. He was a jazzman journeyman who was mindful of spirituals, blues, popular classics, and AM radio pop. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Kirk is one of jazz's great absurdists and surrealists. He reviews a new set of mostly rare Kirk recordings, including this 1972 version of Burt Bacharach's I Say a Little Prayer.
Rahsaan Roland Kirk had a contradictory nature. He was a superb soloist who was not always so particular about his rhythm sections. He was a seeming avant-gardist who put down the avant-garde even when that movement was respectable. Since his death 20 years ago, he's been embraced by some critics who see jazz as a refuge for good taste in a vulgar world. But no jazz musician ever stood for bad taste like Rahsaan. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Rahsaan Roland Kirk, 1972. Kirk loved juxtaposing all sorts of material, but there was usually a musical point, or at least musical joke, behind every juxtaposition. You can read the contrasting styles in that last recorder and flute number as a comment on a period fashion for Renaissance instruments among early music experts or English folk singers. Kirk didn't jump cut between styles like a postmodernist. He drifted from one thing to another with the stupid logic of a dream, or Mad Magazine, anyway. All this music comes from a new mini-box of rarities by Rahsaan Roland Kirk called Dog Years in the Fourth Ring. It could all have fit easily on two CDs instead of three, but that's my only complaint. Two discs come from live gigs of the 60s and 70s, and the pieces were selected with care. There are no duds here. The last CD brings back one of Kirk's most intriguing and worst-selling records, Natural Black Inventions, Root Strata, from 1971. Aside from Joe Texidor's rudimentary percussion and a little piano, it was all solo, or duo, since Kirk usually plays two saxes at once. He also uses circular breathing technique so he can play continuously even while inhaling. And he continued to make bizarre but pointed connections. Prelude Back Home exposes George Gershwin's down-home roots by mixing a fragment of one of his piano preludes with old blues licks. Thank you. As Kirk's one-man band routines make clear, one of his inspirations was old Memphis jug bands who played kazoos and washboards on the street, hustling for change. Then or now, that was a part of the Black American musical mosaic lots of jazz fans would rather overlook. Sometimes, when Kirk plays two saxes, he sounds like the late Eddie Harris playing his electric saxophone. Like Kirk, Harris was put down for being lowbrow, especially when he made some bawdy comedy records. Both saxophonists are considered respectable now that they're dead, but it's safe to say some fans still reject part of what each stood for. Yeah, but that's okay. Better to be inconsistent than not to like Rahsaan or Eddie Harris at all.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the new box set Dog Years in the Fourth Ring by Rahsaan Roland Kirk.